Blog Talk Radio.
To the Team DLW Unity Movement here on the J. King Radio Network. And I'm your host, Mr. DLW. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. What another blacktastic day we have received. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes. It is Juneteenth weekend, ladies and gentlemen, which also means today is Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there that's doing your thing. Keep it up, kings. Make sure that you taking care of your household, taking care of your ladies, making sure you're taking care of your children, the whole shebang. Take the trash out, you know, walk the dog. Pick up the poop. You know what you're supposed to do as a dad. Make sure you're doing it, fellas. That's right. And this weekend, we celebrate Freedom Day, which was Juneteenth, June 19th, which is yesterday. Had all types of wonderful celebrations, and we're going to talk about that today. I've actually had an opportunity. I was blessed enough to go to four different events yesterday, and we're going to talk about them a little bit. You can see some of the pictures of those events on the show page, so you got to check it out. But before we get into that, all of that, I want to remind everyone that this is the show on Blog Talk Radio that focus on educating, elevating, and motivating our listeners to a higher level of consciousness and awareness in order to empower and uplift our communities around the world. And if you'd like to join us, ladies and gentlemen, you can give us a call at 515-605-9376. This number should already be locked in your smartphones, your dumb phones, your iPads, your iPods, your tablets, your 007 watches, and any other electronic devices that you choose to communicate on at 515-605-9376. Now, this week, of course, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, is the world has celebrated two great events. It's celebrating two great events. First up was freedom, was our freedom, that Freedom Day that freed the slaves, of course, the Emancipation Proclamation, which we call Juneteenth. And I've actually had an opportunity to go to four different events yesterday throughout the city of Cleveland. And rounding out today, of course, is a celebration of dads. It's Father's Day. So we want you to gather your friends, gather your family, and give us a call. Give us some of your best Father's Day stories. And shout out to fathers, that sort of thing. Also, our special guest today, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than Fred Anthony Taylor, producer and actor. And we're going to talk about what he's got coming up. Of course, you already know it's Willie Lynch time, y'all. So I know he's going to talk about his play that's coming up, Willie Lynch. And I think that he's got some production with that coming up real soon. And we're going to talk to him about that and wish him a happy Father's Day as well. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's, we stay ready, so we don't have to get ready. So we ready for another fantastic, no, not a fantastic. Did I say fantastic? I meant another blacktastic show. So we ready. Let's get it.
We are ready.
Are you ready to make money? Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance Company is seeking agents in Indiana, Florida, Ohio, and Virginia. Contact Ebony Fire at 216-224-5311 for details.
Throughout history, there's always been the same question. How come black people don't seem to get further on the economic scale? This is a question with multiple answers. First comes slavery. Second, not knowing our history. And last, not sticking together. There's a beautiful African proverb that we unfortunately seem to forget. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. This quote still stands for today. If we as black people want to get higher on the economic ladder, so where do we start? Well, by supporting black-owned businesses. Money is not the solution to our problems, but a tool to build our own economy. The time is now to support black-owned businesses. Black Economic Network, where black-owned businesses come together.
Come with me to Africa and find your roots and reconnect with your ancestors. Experience the finest culture, foods, and music. Africa is the most beautiful place in the world. Appreciate the tranquil of the countryside and nature. Choose from any one educational tour to Egypt, South Africa, Kenya, Ethiopia, Cape Verde, or Senegal. 7-day tours include airfare, hotel, breakfast, dinner, admission to all sites, and transportation. Payment plan available at no additional cost. Each tour is $2,500. Minimum deposit, $500. For more information, contact Marcus Greenwood at 216-526-5241. Find him at Facebook, Camp Cleveland. Instagram, Camp Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. This is Desiree Benson, and you're listening to Team DLW Unity Movement with Mr. DLW and Sister Queen Angela. Tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. EST and 2 p.m. PST. Now let's get back to the show.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on a Juneteenth weekend, also a weekend in which we're celebrating Father's Day. So I want to take this opportunity to bring in a brother that is, he's an actor, a producer, and one of the most dramatic actors I've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back to the Team DLW Unity Movement, Brother Fred Anthony Taylor. Welcome, Fred. How you doing?
Hello, hello. Doing great, sir. Thank you. Doing real good. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. And happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and what we want to talk about today, my brother, is the wonderful time that our people celebrated yesterday. Of course, the Freedom Day, in which we call Juneteenth. And, of course, that is the where we had 200 troops go into Galveston, Texas, and free the slaves. That was the last stop on the furthest western state that was practicing slavery, pretty much. And, you know, they sent 200 troops in there to pass the word, because 2 years prior, in 1863, Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, but somehow in translation or through the Pony Express, that brother didn't make it, you know. But so in 1865, they sent 200 troops in there to make sure that when the proclamation, Emancipation Proclamation, was read, there wouldn't be no shenanigans. And
right.
So today, you know, we celebrate that freedom. And throughout the country, across the world, many people put on a lot of production, a lot of events to commemorate that freedom. And we're talking about that today on Father's Day, because it's the same weekend. Yeah. Now, see, yesterday, I'm going to tell you, Fred, my day started out with me at the African American History Museum. Fred Bronco and some of his people put on a very nice production there. Now, the rain didn't stop anything. Yes, it did rain, and there were vendors outside, and there's a couple of vendors. Hey, I definitely want to send a shout-out to Mika. Mika was one of the vendors that was outside, and she, hey, man, she was like, hey, if you ain't here, too bad, because the rain don't stop nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know, I'm an Aquarius anyway. I'm in my second element in the rain. So right. The rain didn't stop anything, brother. So she set up. She had a lot of her jewelry out there and some real nice, you know, the handbags for the ladies. She had the oils, the colognes, the incense. Oh, man, she had an array of things. And on top of that, she also made some, those quick tacos. What's the name of it? What do you call those? It's like you put them, you open up a bag of Doritos and you put a lot of stuff inside to go.
Like nachos? Yeah, but nachos?
Yeah, it's like nachos and Fritos and stuff like that. I forget what you call it. But she took it a step further. She just gave you a styrofoam, a regular dinner box. Man, it had rice. It had yellow rice. It had the black beans. It had pineapples. It had pulled chicken. She had, of course, she had some, what do you call that? She had beef. She had chicken for whoever, you know, wanted beef or chicken. And all types of vegetables, man. Mixed vegetables. It was like California blend vegetables. And I just couldn't eat it all. At that one sitting, I mean, I sat there and ate the majority of it, you know, but then I had to wait, you know, till that settled down to where I came back and ate it a little bit more later. And then later that evening, you know, it's too bad. And I want to say again, Steve, brother, I apologize that I couldn't stay for all of the events that was going on, because later he had a wonderful fashion show. And also, they had and some of the ladies, oh my goodness, they, the models were beautiful. And the garbs that they were modeling was exquisite. You know, I didn't get a chance to stay for it because, of course, I had other places that I was committed to being to. I went to three other events yesterday, and they also had a comedy show, at the African American History Museum. I was hoping Steve called in to talk about it a little bit, but, of course, it's Father's Day, so he's out enjoying himself, and that's why we're going to have an abbreviated show, ladies and gentlemen, because I got my family coming out real soon. I don't know what they're going to do, you know, between my son and my daughter. You know, they do these little things where they don't tell me what they're doing. They just, you know, Dad, you just got to go along with it. So, you know, so we're going to have an abbreviated show today. But anyway, man, then the next event, you know, I stayed there for several hours. And then I trucked on down the street, around the corner, to support some other brothers and sisters at the gardens. And, I mean, this is the first time that I've been there. And it's like, you know, they had this wonderful garden that sits on about, I'd say, about 3 or 4 acres. And it's all under these trees. You know, the gardens is under these trees. They got these grow houses, you know, with the plastic over them. And they had these tables set up underneath these trees. So when the rain came, now this is where I was at when the downpour came yesterday. And I'm going to tell you how good God is. God is so good that we didn't get wet because we were under all these trees, these huge elderly trees, soaked up all that rain. So the little bit of rain that fell upon us was very minimal. And it was just coming down in buckets for about 20 minutes where we were at. You know, and thank God when I was there, you know, we had a nice time, and they had a lot of vendors as well. You know, black-owned businesses, people selling their products. They had food there. They had drummers, and there's one little girl, and she was so adorable. I think it was Tila Badu's daughter. I'm not sure, but why the gentleman was drumming, Fred. This little girl was like, everybody sing with me. Everybody sing with me. And it was so cute because she was dancing at first. And then the guy gave her the microphone. And what did he do that for? She got to singing. It was so cute. It was the cutest thing. We took pictures, of course. And it was a great event. And the beautiful thing is that it was an opportunity to see our people working together in unity. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So that was the second event that I went to, Fred. So the third event, okay, I went back to the African History Museum and, you know, to say my farewells there. And so I trucked it on down downtown to Mall C. And Mall C had all types of vendors down there as well. And it was a whole lot of folks, a whole lot of people, a lot of different folks from different ethnic backgrounds. There was white. There was black, of course. There was Hispanics. There was Mexican. There was Indians. There was everybody from all cultures across the globe. There to celebrate Juneteenth, our Freedom Day. So that just shows me that not only does it now, it's recently, the president recently signed it over to be an official holiday, but we've been celebrating Juneteenth for a long time, brother, for a long time. Yes, indeed. And I ran into some old school friends, you know. Shout out to Nate Phillips, and shout out to Tina and Keisha Williams, the Williams twins. These girls had their children with them. Now, I hadn't seen them since high school, so to see them with their children who are grown now is amazing. And I'm gonna tell you what's even more amazing than that. Keisha and Kina look like they haven't aged a bit. They're still beautiful young ladies, and I've always called them my sisters because we share the last name. And was even greater that they was with their mother. And their mother and my mom, when my mom was here in Cleveland, were best friends. And that was Jessie. And Jessie asked me, she said, Miss Jessie, I call her. She said, you know who I am? And I was like, oh, man, come on. You know I know who you are. I gave her a big hug. And, man, it was just a beautiful thing, you know, to see some old friends and see our people fellowshipping together under the umbrella of not just unity, but Juneteenth. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Now, the final stop. So my journey yesterday, after I left Mall C, I went down to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. to check out JAPO. The D is silent. Some people say DJAPO, but the D is silent. Like in, what's his name? What's Jamie Foxx's movie?
Oh, Django.
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 Like the D is silent. The D is silent in Django, and the D is silent in JAPO. So I went down there to watch them as well, to support them. And Talese Campbell, Obatiola, and the rest of that crew put on a fantastic show. I mean, it lasted for about an hour and 20 minutes, and they did an outstanding job. I mean, I know they've been doing a lot of rehearsing over the past couple of months, and it was well worth it because they were synchronized, and their costumes looked great, and they did a phenomenal job. The drummers, oh my goodness, the drummers, man, they got down. And I also seen Mama Queen Eleni of Trinity Church, Mount Trinity Church, and you know it was a good time to see her. It was real special to see her, and again, man, it was all types of cultures down there celebrating our Freedom Day, and it was just so amazing. It made me feel real good to see, to have a complete day of different events, of all the same things going on. You know, we started out before a lot of the shows, before the events, you know, they asked for permission from the elders to get started. They seek out the elderest member in the crowd and ask permission to get started. Then they pour libations. And once they do that, the show gets started. And it's amazing, man, to see people getting together, doing some wonderful things like that. You know, I've been talking for a little bit, brother, so I want to get your thoughts on Juneteenth and see what you think about our Freedom Day. Your thoughts.
Oh, yes. I actually had the pleasure of working with Queen Eleni on some things, man, for years. I'm talking about, I believe I've known her since I was, oh, God, what, eighth grade or something like that. And actually, she was very, she was a role model for me. She was very positive to me as far as, you know, because I wasn't always the confident actor. And she would always try to get me to sing, and my family and close friends call me Tony. So if you mention my name, she's going to say Tony. So, yeah, I had and her daughter, Michelle, very good friend. Knew Michelle when she was little. Man, very good people. Very
I went
people.
To school with Michelle as well.
Did
Woodbury,
you?
Woodbury, what was that, Woodbury Junior High School in Shaker. Shaker Red Raiders for life.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, very good people. Matter of fact, this production that we're going to be doing next weekend, we actually did lunch at the Trinity Church a couple of years ago. And matter of fact, Queen Eleni was actually part of the cast when we first did this play. So, yeah, very good people you name. And Talese, definitely doing a lot of positive things in the community.
Yes.
And I had the privilege, with your help, actually, when her daughter actually performed in Lynch. Some very positive people that's been doing things in this community for a long time. God bless them, and with prosperity and health so they can keep doing it for another 100 years, definitely. But, yeah, I, you know, it was interesting. I think I told you before that this is before Cleveland Clinic turned Cleveland Playhouse into a parking lot. Yeah, that's another story for another day. But
okay.
I remember my mom telling me, and because my mom was always very Afrocentric. A lot of people, Michelle, Ilanit, used to go to the Temple of Universal Life years ago. And but we would do Kwanzaa and different celebrations. But my mom came to me talking about this production Lynch, you know, and she said that whenever the Hollywood shows us on TV or in a movie, we're always either shackled in Africa or chained up. So she thought that when we did a production Lynch, it would be so important to show us at our best. Show the chiefs with their son and daughters, you know, show the beautiful women of the motherland, you know. So whenever we do Lynch, and that, like I said, that first portion of it, she created. I think we've been doing that portion since I was in my 20s. But she was always very firm on, camaraderie, the African history, and all of us coming together, you know, to leave the nonsense behind and let's embrace our culture, you know. So it's good to see that, you know, Ilanit and Talise and a bunch of others are still, you know, running with the baton. And my heart goes out to them because we got to do it. We got to do it because we don't do it. Yeah. Who is going to do it?
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I apologize.
You're fine. But it's good to see, us as African people doing something positive in the community. And it's good to see that, people running with the baton, you know, because we made a lot of progress in the past and the present, but we still have to keep running. You know, this fight is not over. And
And
it's real interesting because I used to always wonder, you know, why do I keep writing plays? Why don't I just spend my money and go travel all the time? And it was interesting that before my mom passed away in 2017, she was telling me that even before I came on this earth, that she prayed to God, you know, to have a son that's really, you know, strong in the Lord and the strength of Samson. I told mom, I'm not sure about the strength of Samson. You know, only thing I can push up is 225, three sets of six. But maybe she was talking about my determination. And it's true because everything I write has an inspirational message, you know, humanitarian values. And I realized, matter of fact, I can't even finish a script unless it has some kind of godly message. So it's good to hear the success of everything that you saw yesterday, that everybody's still, you know, running with the baton. We still walking with faith and we still making things happening and we're still following the words and, you know, the things that our Creator put us on this earth for. So I'm always happy to hear it. Other people running with the baton, you know, and let's make this happen. Let's make this happen.
Yeah. You know, but, you say, no, go ahead. I apologize.
I'll let you go this time. go ahead. You can go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's amazing that, what still rings in my head, what you said earlier, that we've come so far. But we still got a long way to go. There's still, it's like the devil is always working, but our God works harder, and we have to continue to work harder in order to stay above the curve and ahead of the curve, so to speak. And the reason why is because they still keep coming at us. You got legislation. We had a guest on several weeks ago, Merle Johnson from the Ohio State School Board. And
I remember.
We were urging people to call to complain about the legislation bills 322 and 327 that's preventing our children, that will prevent our children from learning about current events and talking about slavery and talking about things that has shaped our history. And I feel that we need to know even the negative things that has happened to us in history so we are able to combat against those things happening again. And this is something, this is the way that they attack us, you know, through our children, through trying to dummy us down. We can't stand for that. We have to continue, as you said, to continue to work hard and make sure that we're doing the things that needs to be amongst our people collectively. Let me say that again, collectively. So we show power and unity, because, you know, that old African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, you got to go together. We got to go together. We got to come together. So, you know, that's just one of the things that I was really encouraged by yesterday, because I saw the amount of unity that our people can exude. So I don't ever want to hear that we can't unite, because I've seen it in full effect all day yesterday. And if we can do it for one day out of the year, we can do it every day. Every
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
Now, Fred, I want to take a, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about your production, Willie Lynch. So that's
Sounds
definitely
good.
Something that we need to do. So, you know, there's a ton of Mother's Day or Mother's songs that people listen to. There ain't too many Papa songs, but you know, I got a few, and this one particular song I like that is just a little older, and some people probably have never heard it, but it's I think it's real special, and I think people are gonna like it as soon as I find it. I'm looking for it on the board. And I know it was here just a minute ago because I saw it. I loaded it. But I'm looking for it. And in the meantime, since I have not found it, I'm going, here it goes. Here it is. This is the Winstons. And it talks about a father, not necessarily the biological father, but about the one that stepped in to help take care of seven kids and the woman that he loves. So this is Color Him Father by the Winstons. We'll be right back on the TDLW Unity Movement.
There's a man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile, when he says to me, how's my child? I said that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color him love.
Color him love.
Then I'm gonna color him father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color the man love. Yes, I will.
Color him father.
He says education is the thing if you want to compete, because without it done, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him, and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard him say just the other day that if it hadn't have been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color him father.
Color him father.
I'm gonna color him love.
Color him love.
I've got to color him father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color this man love.
Color him love.
Our real old man, he got killed in the war. And she knows she and seven kids couldn't have gotten very far. She says she thought that she could never love again. And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in. And now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I've got to color this man father.
Color him father.
I'm gonna color him love.
Color him love.
I've got to color him father.
Color him father.
I wish I'd color this man love.
Color him love.
He's just been so good to me.
Color him father.
I know I've got to color him love.
Color him love.
I'm gonna color him father.
Color him father.
I've got to color this man love.
Color him love.
Everyone, it's your girl, Rhonda Supreme, and you are tuned into the Team DLW Unity Movement. Check it out every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with your man, Mr. DLW. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, super shout out, everyone, to my co-host, my globe-trotting co-host, Sister Queen Angela Sells. She's in Tanzania right now with the Teaching Artists Institute and also with Mama King Adeolomo. Yes, indeed. You know, it's a wonderful thing, you know, Fred, when we connect the dots, when we have such a great, great women like Sister Angela and Mama King Adeolomo, and they shared the same interest, and they're working with the Teaching Artists Institute to teach kids in Tanzania the African culture, and also working with them to do several other things. And I'm so proud of both of them. They've been gone for about 2 weeks now. I think they'll be returning in another week or two. So I know they'll have a whole lot of wonderful stories to share when they get back. But in the meantime, brother, again, it is Juneteenth weekend, and today is also Father's Day. We're celebrating Father's Day. And we just heard Color Him Father by the Winstons. Now, I believe that song was made back in the 60s. And the crazy thing about that is you hear in the second verse that he's one of seven children, and none of those children seem to be his biological children, but he seemed to meet the mother and fell in love with her. And, you know, of course, with a woman comes the package deal of those kids, you know. So you falling in love with a beautiful woman and she got seven kids, then guess what? You don't have seven kids that you need to take care of. And that's what it sounds like this guy has stepped up to the plate and have done. And that takes a special type of brother. And when I say a special type of brother, I mean a good type of special type of brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because not every man is built like that. Not every man is going to do that. Not every man is going to take care of children that biologically are not his. So you've got some brothers out there who are doing that.
So, you know, I shout them out. I shout out the brothers that you don't necessarily have these kids as your biological, but you're taking care of them. You step up to the plate and taking care of them, because all our children need guidance. All our children True. Need parental guidance, and they need that father figure in their life to teach them how to be a man, and to teach them, and to teach the girls what a man is, how a man's supposed to treat you. Because these Right. girls are watching. These girls are watching how these men are dealing with their mothers. They're watching Right. that. Boys, they're watching how these men are dealing with their mothers. So they know how to deal with women in their life.
Yeah, you're so, right. That's something my sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's something that my father used to always tell me years ago, that if that when I choose a mate, you know, see how her relationship is with her dad, because that's the first man she dealt with. So if that dad's not in the house, you know, or sometimes somebody, you know, sometimes there's an uncle or maybe a grandfather that steps in, but somebody has to show that young lady, you know, how positive, you know, how nurturing a man is supposed to be. You know, otherwise it's a little bit of drama, you know, so there's a lot of good men out there, but we definitely,
But the thing is, you know, first of all, a man has to be, he has to be a provider. You know, he's got to be able to provide for the family, and he's also a protector. You know, where the family has to feel secure, they feel safe, and you know, those are the first things. You know, and if you're providing and you are protecting, then everything else falls into place. Hopefully, if you're a good brother, you know, that means you're taking care of home. You know, you bringing in money, you paying the bills. You're taking out the trash. You don't let her pump her own gas.
Right.
You know, those simple things, those simple little things, brother, that you got to do to take care of the family. You know, it ain't just that you there and you sitting in the living room with your feet up, drinking your beer, watching the game. You know, you got to be an active part of that household. You got to be a stabilizing piece of that household, you know, and a lot of these households don't have those fathers to be that protector, you know, that provider, you know. So, you know, my hat goes off to a lot of those sisters. A lot of these sisters out here is doing it by themselves. You know, it seems as if there's a lot of brothers out there that feel that they don't have that responsibility, you know. But any time that you help bring a child into this world, that's your responsibility. I get tired of seeing all these boring shows and all these shows where these guys jumping up and down because they're not the father. Man, I'm sick of that shit. I can't stand it, because first of all, you're running from responsibility. You know, and I know you're scared. I know you're venturing into the unknown of taking care of a child. Hey, I was a teenage father myself. But the first time I looked down at my child, I realized that there was something in this world much more important than me, and I had to make sure it was taken care of. You know what I'm saying? And so with that being said, my brother, you know, you step up to the plate. You learn on the fly, you know, because it ain't their fault they're here. It's all on you, you know. You decided not to use protection, and you didn't pull out. So, hey, guess what? 9 months later, you know, you signed a birth certificate. That's right. So, hey, you got to take care of your responsibilities, brother. And I'm glad, I'm so glad that I know a lot of good fathers out there. Shout out to Steve Bronco. Shout out to Terry Washington. You know, shout out to brothers like that who are there for their children, you know, and making sure that they doing what they need to do. Shout out to Tony Steele. You know, shout out to brothers that's, you know, taking care of theirs and making sure that their children are going without not wanting for anything. You know, I had to shout out all the fathers that's doing good work with their children and their grandchildren, you know, in many cases. So, hey, happy Father's Day to all those fathers. Because you know what? There's some fathers out there, brother, that's some rolling stones. You know, there's some fathers out there that's just dropping that seed, and they continue to roll on like that rolling stone, you know. And the problem with that, is they don't even see that there's anything wrong with that. You know, they feel that that's how it's supposed to be. Oh, it ain't my responsibility, you know. That's on her. Well, that ain't how it works. Yeah. That's not how it works.
You know, Daryl, I think that's the reason why on Mother's Day the lines at the restaurant is out the door. You can't get a reservation. Father's Day, you could just walk in the place and it's half empty. So. Mm-hmm. We definitely got to, fathers definitely got to do better because it's real embarrassing, actually.
Yeah.
Real embarrassing.
And you know what? I can't even blame it on the fact that there's the percentage of men is much lower than there is a percentage of women. You know, for every 8 women, there's only 3 men in this world. But, you know, I would want to think at least half of these brothers are stepping up to the plate and doing what they need to do. You know, they're not rolling stones. They're not just dropping seeds and moving on. I like to think that,
right.
You know. If we got some fathers out there that's real dads, hey, call in. Here's a call, a shout out. To the brothers, this real dad, call in 515-605-9376. And, or if you got a real dad, a dad to take care of his, call in and shout him out. Real men, call in. Real dad, step up, call in 515-605-9376. If y'all listening, come on. I know y'all out there. Don't disappoint me. Come on and call in and talk to us. Give us one of your favorite Happy Father's Day stories. Yeah. You know, I'm gonna tell you one of my favorite stories happened with my son on his 13th birthday. The boy 29 now, but when he was 13, I took him to a Cavaliers game. And because of the work that I've done with the community relations department, with the Cavs, we always had these tickets for the games. So we down there at an exhibition game. I believe it was LeBron James' rookie season. And at the end of the first quarter, they roll out this. They pre-picked my son with these other two kids to participate in a slam dunk contest. In between the quarters, between the first and second quarter. So they roll out this little bitty rim, right? Yeah, so they roll out this little bitty rim, you know, that plastic rim that they adjust. You know, they rolled it out to the middle of the floor. And these two Caucasian children went ahead and did their little dunks. And the crowd was like, yay, they clapped for them. That was real nice. It was my son's turn. He's third up. So he takes the ball, Fred, and bounces it between his legs, tosses up behind his back, jumps up, catches it while he's in the air, and slams the ball through the rim at 13 years old. I'm like, oh, my God. The place went crazy. The place went so crazy. Everybody was shouting, you know, and screaming and clapping so loud that the Cavs who were in their huddle, many of them turned around to look, including LeBron, to see what was going on. And when LeBron turned around and looked out there, you know, I went, that's my boy. That's my boy. And he turned and looked at me, you know, and gave a little nod, right? Because I'm down on the floor. You know, I'm down on the floor near the bench during this time. You know, I went down there with him. So on the second dunk, you know, the other kids, they do their little move, and it was very animated, you know. And unfortunately, they wasn't that athletic. So, you know, I think the second kid missed his dunk. First kid made his. Now, my son missed his second dunk, but it was so spectacular. Had it went in, I think the Cavs would have gotten him a contract right then and there. You know, it was crazy. He did a spin move and went to throw it down, and it bounced off the back of the rim. So the crowd went, oh. You know, it was this big build-up. You know, when he was going through his move, but right when they hit off the back of the rim, they was like, oh. And I was like, wow. But of course, they gave all the kids gifts and said they all were winners. But, of course, everybody knew who, you know, won the contest.
Right.
You know, it was my boy, Devontae Lee Williams. On his 13th birthday. I couldn't top that one. So that's my favorite Father's Day story as it relates to my son. Now, as it relates to my daughter, my favorite Father's Day story is that she's given me 5 beautiful grandchildren. 2 of them are named after me. Yes. We got the oldest is Darion Levante Williams. He's a DLW, you know, and he's also taken up boxing in recent times. Yeah, he likes to box. That's pretty cool. And also the middle child is Dariah, you know, and that's derived from Daryl, of course. You know, and I love the other three just as much, Zakiya, Malia, and Maria. But those two are named after me, and I appreciate that. So that's my favorite Father's Day story. Yeah. So that's what it is. So, Fred, share with us one of your favorite Father's Day stories, either you being a dad or something that your dad may have shared with you.
You know, I think the main thing with my father, besides, you know, my father made sure you opened that door and pulled out that chair for the ladies. But I think the thing that I learned, one of the most valuable lessons that I learned from my father, I would say, is always being on time. I'll never forget that me and my father would meet at a restaurant in the flat. And I said, you know something? I said, let me, you know, because if my father said, be there at 5:00, and if I come at 5:01, you're late.
That's
so
right.
One time I said, well, let me, next time I give him my father, let me be 15 minutes early. And I come in there, Daryl, and he's already at the table with a drink stirring it. I said, well, next time, let me come a half an hour early. Daryl, I get in there half an hour early. He's still there stirring his Tanqueray and still having a drink. And then I said, okay, this time, 45 minutes. I go in there thinking I'll be the only one, and he's still there stirring his drink. So finally I said, okay, this time I'm going to come 1 hour early and still He was already there, stirring up his drink. I was like, okay, you the man.
Right,
and, but
right.
my punctuality and attendance and my employers, they love that. And like my attendance is always perfection. That's why I get on my actors. Some that like to drag in late. I'm like, but that's what I learned from my dad. He is always ahead of the curve. Always, you know.
That's right.
And then one of the other things too is that the reason that I'm an actor is a son following his father's dreams. Because my father used to do things at Caribou back in the day, although he was more of a singer, but he did get on stage. So the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing is a son following his father's dreams. And then, and I had one of those dads that was tough. My dad could have been like the dad. It was similar to the dad on Fences, the play, the movie that James Earl Jones did. Real tough. But
yeah.
I can't, you know, I'm kind of, in a way, I have to be glad for that because, to be honest with you, whenever I get on stage and I have to be intense and powerful, I always think of my dad. Matter of fact, my aunts come to my plays, and they're like, yeah, we know who you're doing. Because he was always tough. He could go from first shift to third in 1 second. But without that, without the experience, seeing him in action, I wouldn't be able to do what I do on stage. So I said, man, he was tough, but I have to say it was also a blessing. And then, of course, he was always there. I was fortunate that. But I did have a stepfather, too, that was always there in my corner as well when my mother remarried. The guidance of dads are very powerful. And even if you're a mentor for the youth, I've done things at Camp Cleveland. I worked for the rec, Woodland Rec. And would you believe I was like 20? And to this day, these kids come back to me. Well, now they're like in their 40s. Fred Taylor? I'm like, you got to be kidding. They remember me. Man, I looked up to you, a 40-year-old man.
All right.
I said, how you going to remember me? All and right. I was 20. So not just dads, you know, even mentors. You know, men, you know, let's stand up and be mentors too. Be that big brother in these hard times. So,
that's right.
That's the best stories I could think of.
Hey, man, that was excellent. That was excellent. Listen, Fred, it's almost that time, man, where we're almost going to get out of here. But before we do, I do want to play a couple of other songs as it relates to Father's Day. And this one is, you know, it's a memory. In which the artist is going back and remembering the dance with his father as his father would lift him up and dance with his mother. And you already know the artist, you know, the late great Luther Vandross. And here it is. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this from Team DLW Unity Movement. Happy Father's Day.
When I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her.
Ladies and gentlemen, and he's dancing with his father again on the Team DLW Unity Movement. Yes, indeed. Brother Fred, hey, man.
Yes, sir.
It's been a lot of fun, man. It's been a lot of fun. Before we get out of here, I need you to tell us, though, about your production. What's going on, man? Y'all doing that Willie Lynch real soon again, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We always, next weekend. Yeah, I always do, because I know there's a lot of celebrations that go on for Juneteenth, so I always choose the last weekend. So it's going to be June 26th and 27th, 4 o'clock Saturday and Sunday at the Lorraine Palace, 617 Broadway, Lorraine Avenue, 44052. And, yeah, it's going to be dealing with Willie Lynch. Hey, they'll get to come and see me play Louis Farrakhan, Willie Lynch, and a whole bunch of other performers.
All right.
I also want to say, too, that we have the Chisholm family with us. Leonard Chisholm, who, oh, man, he is, he's laying out these gospel songs, as well as his daughter, Olivia, Leonard, and Alexander, who will be playing Emmett Till. So come see the youth at work. It's going to be some great gospel singing, some great dancing, and it's going to be a 10-minute panel, you know, so we address, you know, the problems of our communities as well as the solutions. So I look forward to people coming out.
All right. Once again, give them that address and that date and how they can get in touch with you to get some tickets.
Okay, sure. They the Lorraine Palace is a 617 Broadway, Lorraine Avenue, 44052. They can call me at 216-400-1970, 216-400-1970. But the tickets are actually you can get them at Lorraine Palace online. Brother Daryl, and if somebody wants to go and don't have the funds, they can contact you, and I'll get with you and and send some free tickets.
Okay. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? If you want to go to the show free and you're running low on funds because of this pandemic and all that stuff, hey, give me a call. Shout me out. Y'all know the number. 295. Wait a minute. No, that ain't it. 216-509-3111. That's right. 216-509-3111. Or shoot me an email at teamdlw. at sbcglobal.net. That's teamdlw at sbcglobal.net. Or you can look me up on teamdlw.com and send me a message there. That's right, on teamdlw.com. Send me a message if you want to catch the Willie Lynch story in Lorraine. Check out Brother Fred Anthony Taylor and his wonderful host of actors and actresses. Check it out. If you want to go, hit us up. Fred, any last words, any last shout-outs? You want to shout out your kids, shout out your dad, anybody?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, shout-out to you, sir. I didn't get the chance to tell you happy Father's Day. And I like what you're doing with the community and connecting, keeping us all abreast of information and what's going on in the world. So God blessings to you, sir, and happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. All right. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is pretty much going to end the show. I want to thank Brother Fred Taylor for joining us here on Father's Day. And super shout out to you and the rest of your family, my brothers. And we also want to thank Lynn Tolliver and the rest of the J. King Radio Network. Send a super shout out and safe travels to Mama King, Ade Olomo, and Sister Angela Sales. They should be back real soon, probably within the next week or two, as they're traveling in Tanzania and putting it down with the Teaching Artists Institute. And I want to also send a super shout out to all the good fathers out there who aren't Rolling Stones, who became stable stones for the family, stable stones for those children, stable stones for the women that you are dealing with. So, hey, super shout out to all the good fathers out there. And I hope your Juneteenth weekend was educational. I hope it was a lot of fun. I hope y'all had as much fun as I did, because I sure had a blacktastic time. Right? Right. So, remember, ladies and gentlemen, set your goals high and reach for the stars. And make sure you do something to make yourself and others around you happy. Until next week, I'm Mr. DLW. For Sister Queen Angela and the rest of the team, we out of here. Happy Father's Day!
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said,